worker all around me about this
So
project?
this is an exploration of like home, an exploration of home, really kind of like where everything else is kind of like amping up on the, like I talked about in the very beginning of like, oh, how do you situate yourself within queerness? Well, I situate myself within queerness as in not in relation to the like violence of patriarchy. So that other work was, let's explore the violence of patriarchy's presence in our lives. And this is more tender. Let's explore the notion of home through the view of a matriarchy. So this was happening in and around the time of the death of my grandmother, on my paternal side, who helped raise my brother and I, and who was really influential in my connection to Appalachia, in my connection to self, in my connection to skill, like just like, you know, cooking as like care for others. Like she much more like informed that sense of like Appalachia as home, like her being from Appalachia, living in Appalachia her whole life. So I started thinking about her because she was so important to me. And like, how does, you know, how do we move on from people that we like really care about and who were influential to us, especially women, when the presence of like a calm, consistent, like woman figure aside from my mother was her. So if you scroll up just a tiny bit, that is her. And kind of on this altar, like, but also like that's in their house. My grandfather put that picture there after her funeral when he was like living by herself. So I was thinking about her memory in a more soothing way of like a presence of a bubble that kind of is like love and care. And then from there, thinking about her, because right, she's still a white woman in Appalachia, a white elderly woman in Appalachia. I was like, okay, well, what else? And so it was like, well, you know, there's only so much that like your biological family can do for you. So I started thinking about what about historical relationships to like queer femmes and what they've done to create a sense of safety and security for us and like held us up and informed who we are. And then I specifically started thinking about Dorothy Allison, especially because this work was dealing with the Gibson side of my family, which comes from North Carolina, South Carolina. Like there were like more connections there. Also, Dorothy Allison wrote this book of poetry called The Women Who Hate Me, which came out in 1991. That's the year I was born. And so I picked up the poems and I started writing Golden Shovel poems, to coincide with them. So poems that were, where the last line, the first line, I can't remember. Hold on, let me pull one up. Where I believe you, no, the first line, yeah, my goodness, my little brain. First line in each poem, oh, I've got one. Okay. No, the last line in each poem is a line from her poem, like either a line or the whole poem. So, like, let's see. Okay, so Dorothy Allison has a poem called Butter My Tongue, from that book. It's called, and the line that I'm like recalling, it's butter, butter, butter my tongue. And so my poem that I wrote in relationship to my queerness, my Appalachian history, my grandmother, who definitely was homophobic and racist in her own right, but like loved me, you know, like dealing
Right.
with that and then thinking about, okay, well, how do I accept her love and know that it was nourishing to me, but then how do I also like say like it wasn't enough and like I have these other historical queer figures who are necessary for survival and
Right.
like nourishment in a different way. So Dorothy Allison's line that I scooped was butter, butter, butter my tongue. So my poem goes, I can't recall the taste of meat, but I know the cream of butter. Why? The skin that glows from a plant-based diet, thighs that feel like butter. Raised on beans with fat back, larded biscuits topped with butter. Gravy coated everything, tomatoes fried while green. All the hopes they had for me, I slid behind my tongue. So like thinking about Dorothy, thinking about Jean, my grandmother's name was Jean. Thinking about Jean, thinking about all these other like queer or queer adjacent women and femmes who have, you know, brought us into being. And so thinking about all of that. And then within that, thinking about home and home as it ties to these other queer historical femmes, femmes that are known and unnamed that, you know, because we've lost so much of our queer ancestry because so many of them were either unknown or killed or, you know, unsafe. And so they couldn't be out.
Right.
So thinking about that. And then I have like, you know, I have a few different poems that I hung up. And so the poems and then the images kind of like live in the space together.
Wow. That's incredible. Excellent, excellent.